Joe, your thoughts on this afternoon?
No, it was the perfect game in terms of what we wanted at this stage. You could see that we played a quality team today. And at times, we did a lot of good things and we did a lot of things that we would like at this stage to improve on. And we got that from today's game against the top-class outfit.
And it was a strong Norwich squad, wasn't it?
Yeah, there was no messing around. I mean, Daniel brought the team and the team sheet came in. We knew the first, when we looked at it, we thought, have they got enough players to last 120? But he obviously had a strategy today. And the team that was in the first half were exceptionally strong. Saying that, felt we started the game really, really well. And after that, you know, after the first goal, the quality told, and at times you found it difficult, but like I said, that's exactly what we want.
Yeah, it seems those two goals in quick succession knocked the wind out of yourselves for a little while, but yeah, it was a really good start.
Everything we spoke about, we walked on something yesterday in a short period of time, because obviously they're a unique style of play, you know, the way they play, and it's the higher up you go in the leagues, it's difficult, and their movement and speed of the pass is excellent. But up until the goal, as you say, I thought we were very good, created a good offside goal, if there's such a thing. And then, but unfortunately, the first goal is a deflection and it changes the pattern. And the quick goal is obviously something that we will speak about, and you don't want that to happen too often. That's not technical or tactical, that's just a psychological thing. So that's why you do pre-season games, where you don't get points, but you're looking at the performance.
And after that, we saw what you were alluding to in midweek, which was plenty of work off the ball.
Yeah, 100%. You know, if you look at the first half, I think Norwich were, as a team, physically also probably ahead of us in terms of preparation. You could see the speed of pass and speed of movement, the spaces that they found. And we found a lot of time that we had to run off the ball. But what a great way to get fitness, you know, running around. And they certainly felt that. And the group that played in the first half will benefit from that going forward.
Players prefer not to do their getting ready on the pitch in a match situation rather than doing the running, but they got both, I suppose, today.
Yeah, you can do as much as you want in training. Match day it's like the old adage of how do you practice penalties, you know, and psychologically when you're in this environment in front of a crowd, you know, they're the best ways to learn, you know, rather than on the training pitch. And today gave us a great opportunity for that. And there was a lot of good things that happened in the first game. But obviously they were just slightly ahead of us in terms of their speed and their preparation.
Had a trialist in each game, as it were. Second half, I think it was Giovanni Brown from St Neots who hit the bar. He looked a decent player in a decent performance, I thought.
Yeah, I think the second game, we were able to learn from obviously what we did in the first half. And we had two different systems that Sean had planned to play today. So it was very important that we looked at both of those. And it's not, we really gained composure in the second game based on how we were pressing and the lines were better. Again, through practice, you know, in game situation, we were able to do that. We added two trialists today, you know, and both of them had a good go, and very important that we had them based on the fact we wanted to get 60 minutes into as many players as we can. Both our Bolt acquitted themselves very well today, and obviously the spectacular piece of skill from Giovanni, which I think the post is still moving, possibly, you know. I can feel the vibrations. But he did well, both did well. And, you know, they came into the group in such short notice and again, helped us out. So we'll see where we go.
Does that suggest you've still got a space or two in the squad?
Every squad, if there's an improvement to be made, should be made. That's if someone's better than what you've got, you know, and I'm sure Sean said this to you, that, you know, you want the best squad that's available. Positive today is we feel that after today we're going to be in a better physical shape and tactical shape that we've learned from today. But we also had players that are going to be available for Monday in training. So we go to Ebbsfleet now with an even, probably Ebbsfleet might be too early, but we'll definitely have better squad selection issues when we get to the next two games, Tottenham and remind me, Darford. We've got so many games.
Right. It's getting like that, isn't it, at the moment? But that's probably a good thing.
It's a great thing. It really is a great thing, because you can go out in games in pre-season and win sevens and sixes and everything is great and everything's rosy and everybody gets lured into a false sense of security. And we haven't had that even against the teams that we played in the previous three games. We've had, you know, tough issues, and you know, today was on, you know, the boot was on the other foot, if you like, and it's good that you can get that.
easy to forget in terms of games. We're only eight days in terms of actually playing matches, but are you where you'd like to be?
I think we are where we expected to be. You know, looking at Norwich today, they've obviously been working possibly for a little bit longer in terms of their training camps, and you know, they were probably ahead of us. But in terms of where we feel we are going into 60 minutes, I think we're following the line and we're on course. What's key is we're on course with a fully fit squad to get there, and the precautions that we've taken in previous games will help us going into the next set of games. And as I've just said to the team there, and we've reiterated, whatever disappointment you feel, you're still not ready to play 90. The season was starting tomorrow. Nobody's ready. You know, psychologically, technically, tactically, you're not quite ready yet. But we will be, and we will be certainly ready for the kickoff.
More of the same on Tuesday against Ebbsfleet?
Yeah, we feel obviously with the way the game is going to be structured, we will ask them to do the same and probably just ask for a touch more in terms of if we can be a little bit quicker. So, again, a physical game, and then, you know, things start to... Then we've got the two games the weekend, and then by the following week, I'm pretty sure we'll be into serious match practice, and if not, quite earlier than that.
Lovely to be back on home ground, though.
Yeah, it was good. I mean, obviously, it's nice to get back here after last year, and you can play so many games away from home. We're just glad to be on the pitch again, and the pitch is developing well. So it'll be nice. The next game, I believe, is Tottenham. So for Josh's testimonial, who, by the way, I thought played, you know, did really well today. So it's been a really good day from a pre-season point of view for us. Sometimes it might be frustrating for people to watch it because sometimes it's slow, and then sometimes it's fast and it's manic. But you know, we're really pleased to be back here today, and good to see the fans again. And obviously with their kit going around, it's a great way to launch the new kits.